Erev Shabbos, there's a Sefer HaChinuch in this week's parasha, which has some very fascinating thoughts to think about. The first one is, he says like this, at the end of the parasha, we have the mitzvah of Samachta Bechagecha. The Torah gave us a mitzvah to have simcha during the Chagim. So the Chinuch says, every person needs occasions to have simcha. That's part of the needs of a person. So theoretically, we can do that not in the context of mitzvah. But the Rosh Hashanah, his infinite chesed, decided to make having simcha a mitzvah. So here we have opportunities. The Rosh Hashanah is going to be conveying zman during the year for simcha. We have a chance to have indulge ourselves with various different things which make us happy. And the Torah took that which we would do anyway, or we would want to do anyway, and it was kaveya us how much to do it. It shouldn't be too much indulgence. So the Bresham was kaveya different zmanim to do it. And he made it into a mitzvah to be mezaka us, then we're doing something which theoretically would be a dabar harishus at best. And maybe we'd overindulge, etc. And he made it into a mitzvah that now, when we enjoy ourselves, we're going to be, that's considered exclusive on our parts. He ends off with an interesting point, and he says, a person who thinks without being too argumentative will see, will find what I say, that it has a lot to it. Will find a good element of understanding what I'm saying. It means if you want to argue, you can argue. You want to be a stickler in the points, you could argue that's not the purpose of the mitzvah, that simcha isn't so important, that can't be the reason, etc. But he says, if a person is willing to think about it, they'll hear what I'm saying and realize that there's a lot to it. So the Chinuch has pointed out to us that having a simcha in a person's life is important. The Chinuch has pointed out to us that sometimes a person needs to have external elements to generate the simcha. It's not enough to say that just be happy. There are things that a person needs to do to create happiness, whether it's getting new clothing for women, whether it's having good food, whether it's spending time together with family. Those elements are necessary to generate simcha by a person. A person cannot just necessarily generate simcha to be self-generated. A person does this too much, it's not healthy either. He's being conveying himself. I get happy by getting new clothes. I should get new clothes every week. That wouldn't be healthy. So the Torah gave us a gavul a few times a year that a person should do that. Giving out the different items to children. Yes, it's a good idea. How much? Not too often. Is this a mitzvah which we can expand upon and say each generation maybe lives a little bit differently and they have more extended needs of this? Maybe. Like many mitzvahs of the Torah, we have the yisod and we have the application of it, that you know we have to take a yisod and apply it. But to recognize that simcha is something which is important in a person's life, and that a person needs moments where he can sort of step out of the regular routine and enjoy himself, and that's something which is necessary for a person's function, that the Torah should put its imprimatur on that and not say that that's something which is treif, that something which is important, is a tremendous message of the to recognize a person's emotional needs are valid needs, but at the same time not to overindulge them and not to overdo it. So again, we see the beauty of the balance of the Torah to be able to give us the miskeres to address what's necessary in a person's life, but not overindulgent. Have a good Shabbos.